Well, my multiple sclerosis hit me when I was about 36. I'm 42 now. And it started off, oddly enough, with me getting a lot of bruises because I kept walking into things. Like I couldn't clear a doorway. I would always end up walking into it a little bit. So that triggered a very good friend of mine to direct me to, you know, get a physical. So once I got the physical and left with a clean bill of health, obviously MS is a difficult disease to pinpoint. So after a year of testing and doctors and some craziness, I was finally diagnosed.
What is your life like today, and what is your prognosis?
My life today is interesting, I say that. I have numbness on my left side, which causes me to feel like I don't have any use of that on occasion. I wear a brace on my left leg because I have no feeling from my knee to the tips of my toes. So it's very difficult to walk. It's pretty exhausting just to stand up and be moving. And people who know me know that I was a mover and a shaker. And this dance party is something that's going to help us find a cure not only for MS, but eventually as the annual event comes every year, we're going to try to find a cure for autoimmune diseases. Because once you do that, you have an opportunity to cure hundreds of sicknesses. Some of them are just, maybe a rash or that type of thing. My husband has vitiligo. That's an autoimmune disease. But MS is the one that seems to be taking more people down in Buffalo. And that's one thing we want to see come to an end. I don't want anyone to feel the way I feel.
What do the specialists say, and what do they tell you in the treatment and the cure for this disease?
I'll be quite honest with you. As a patient, I have some issues with what they tell us because they don't know. So it's very difficult when you feel sick, when someone says, well, call your doctor. I know I could call my doctor, but there's really nothing they can do to help me. You know, it's just, you got to just live through it. You have to just get through it. And they do have medicine, and they do have things that help us. And yes, thank God for those things. But we're still missing something in the taking care of the patient and the research of the disease. There's something missing in between there, and I'm hoping it's money, and that's because that's the only thing I can do is try and raise money for it.
Do you often tell your story to help people so that they can deal with it in their lives?
I have not in the past, but it is definitely something that I have found with the word that I have put out there already with my article in the news. I received 2 phone calls from people who are too sick to attend the event, but they just wanted me to know, thank you for helping out and thank you for doing something. And I wish I could be there, and I just wanted you to know that. And I think that's the other message that I want out there. I want people to know that people that are sick and with disabilities, yeah, we might walk different or look different, but we're still people, and we still have the same problems you have. We just have a little bit more because we're sick.
And Andrea, what's so amazing, too, is many are diagnosed at younger ages of 20 and between 20 and 50.
And to be quite honest, myself, I feel like I've had it for many, many years prior to my diagnosis.
So that chronic problems weren't resolved,
yeah.
And that was probably leading up to it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if I could just get people and doctors and healthcare people to listen to the people that are ill, then maybe we could make it better and we can make it be something that's in our past and not our future.
Has your disease leveled off?
My disease has. Another important information I'd like to give you is my sister, who is 14 years older than me, has MS, and my brother's wife was just diagnosed 2 years ago. So when I was diagnosed with MS at 36, I was not afraid of the sickness. I knew it. I lived it with my sister. She's had it for 40 years. Knowing that, and it wasn't as scary for me, because I knew that, and I want that to be what I can give people, because I can't imagine having this sickness and not knowing as much about it as you need to know. You need to educate yourself, and you need to talk to people who have it to get information that will help you heal and help you become stronger.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing your story about MS.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm very grateful.